It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
And Duke had another Innisfail game last night, I call it. I mean, really, Citadel, those guys, don't they go to the Army? Do they go and fight? I'm not sure. I think they do.
Actually, no, I think you're right. I think they do.
So, you know, they got a lot of things on their mind other than make some baskets. But they play pretty decent first, I would say, first 10, 15 minutes. But my main guy, I told you this, I don't know, this summer. Maybe it wasn't the summer. Maybe it was October. I told you that Paolo Banchero is that dude. I mean, I'm not even a Duke fan. But he is that dude, and nothing we can do about it. He showed up last night. He had 28-8-6. 28-8-6 he had last night. Duke defeated Citadel 107-81. And it was an interesting game. Not only for the basketball, but during that game, a little disturbance. I wouldn't say disturbance broke out, but it was a period in the game where I asked a coach from Citadel, Duggar Balcom, collapsed early in the first half. And it's kind of weird when it happened, because I was watching the game and I saw people standing up, looking down. I'm like, what is going on? And it sounded a little like this when the coach collapsed.
To his feet. Had just collapsed on the sideline. And is now being escorted off Coach K court. You see Mike Krzyzewski come over to give his well wishes to his opposing head coach.
Wow. That's kind of, I mean, that's really unfortunate what happened. Jack Castleberry, the Citadel assistant coach, talked about, he said, all things considered, he is as good as he could be. That's what Castleberry said about Balcom. He was coherent the entire time. He just said he was in pain. I'm not sure if anybody heard anything else about that, but that was a tough one. Team later stated the coach was alert and in good spirits. Okay. I don't know. Trust me. For someone who's had issues, a lot of reasons can occur for you to collapse or have dehydration issues or whatever. I don't know what it is, but I'm glad, based on what I'm reading here, that he was alert and in good spirits. So that's kind of weird to see that.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I felt something was funny was happening because it wasn't. I saw how people start standing up, looking down, and Coach K went over there. I'm like, somebody must have had some issues on the sideline over there, and that's what happened. So, yeah, man, it's. So hopefully, again, Coach Backer will be getting better and be able to travel back to South Carolina tonight. The Heels play tonight. Heels play tonight on ACC. Man, you know when you lose two games in a row, they put you on the other channel. The channel that NC State plays on all the time. The ACC Network Extra. Where the hell is ACC Network Extra?
Well, you got to have.
I mean, you really got to hustle.
And some tinfoil to get it.
North Carolina, the Tar Heels take on another UNC school, UNC Asheville, tonight. That game is at 7 p.m. And it's in Chapel Hill. And you can see it on ACC Network Extra. Oh, my goodness. But damn, they got Wake Forest playing Kennesaw State on the ACC Network. Wait a minute. Hold on. We got bucked by Wake Forest?
Well, now.
We got bumped. Hold on. It'd be different way far as playing Gonzaga or you said, hell, they play at Kennesaw State.
But Wake Forest?
They just got a school. They just got a school 3 years ago.
If you look at the last 72 hours or so, just maybe, you know, maybe we need a break from network television. You know what I mean? Maybe we need to take a break, you know?
Okay, okay. I know what? You're probably right about that. But, damn, we got bumped. Wait a minute.
No, that's not the right way to look at it.
It's on the ACC Network. And they got us on ACC Network Extra. No, I'm not looking at it completely right.
They had to fill that spot with Wake Forest and Kennesaw because they wanted to give you a break. See?
That's what they told us?
Yeah. See, they wanted to give you a break. See?
You know how people try to... They try to act like they're doing you a favor, but they really not doing you a favor.
Right.
I mean, we talk about you. We want to put you guys in that prime time 7 o'clock slot. But it's on the station. Nobody know where the hell it is. But that's okay. Yeah. We put you in that prime time spot 7 o'clock. That's what
I know. I know there's been a lot of pressures in the last few days, so we were thinking maybe just to ease things just a tad bit for you. We'll move you to the extra.
I'm like, don't do me no favors, man. I'm good. ACC Network Extra. I still don't know what it is. Is it on our television? Or is that you got to go like ESPN3 or something? You know. I don't know what it is. I've never seen it, so I'm not even trying to be funny.
So this is not even a quality thing at this point. I just want people to know that, you know, we give it a hard time. It's the fact that I can't find it, okay? That's the problem. I don't know where it is. I mean, how do you find it? Look, when Google can't find you,
how about this?
There's a problem.
Can somebody call us and let us know? 919-890-6200. How can we find the ACC Network Extra? I want to watch the game. I mean, damn. You got to let the sports shop know. We're trying to see University of North Carolina Chapel Hill play. Take on the University of North Carolina at Asheville. The game is at 7 p.m. It's on ACC Network Extra. That's where it is. Tonight at 7 o'clock. Hey, I mean, 919-890-6200. I am serious. I'm trying to figure out where it is.
If you got it, KC, did you find it?
No, I have no idea. But if you do find it, what do you – because, look, I haven't been too happy watching North Carolina. So if you do find it and you do get to watch, what are you looking for, like, from them? Because I know, you know, we talked about College of Charleston kind of came out there running, smacked them in the mouth. Purdue, Kevin, do you want to see better defense? You want to see them run more? What are you looking for in the Heels tonight?
I said it yesterday. I'm looking for they're supposed to be this running gun team. I'm looking more of that up and down action. But more importantly, they got to play some damn defense. I mean, this defense is terrible. I mean, this is the worst defensive team I've seen probably in a long, long time. They play no defense. And I don't understand. Because defense is effort. Now, I'll be critical. You know, I love my Heels, but defense is just effort, man. Just want that want to, they say all the time. I don't see that want to, K-Mac.
Well, I could be a little critical, but I'm going to reserve, you know, judgment just a little bit. I want to see how they rebound from this slight adversity they've had in the last couple of games. But I'm going to scratch the surface just a little bit. They're going to have to figure out how to get tougher, right? Yeah. We can go much deeper than that, but I'm just going to start with, they're going to have to figure out how to get a little tougher and show somebody they want to win. And I know it's cliche. People say, well, of course they want to win. No. You want to be able to go out there and say, I will physically impose my will on the man in front of me. You don't have that kind of fight in you, you're going to have a long season.
Yeah, we're going to catch up with C.F. Brown later. Because I'm going to tell you, the great part about this time of year, you see a lot of basketball. Man, I mean, at one time, I was following four games last night, plus the Monday Night Football, which we're going to get to in a second. And I'm going to tell you, that's what teams out there, man. They got that 1-2, K-Matt. I mean, they play hard. There's some teams, like, I was thinking, like, how the hell, like, I saw Arkansas play last night. Man, I mean, there's some teams that are not playing, man. I even saw Gonzaga a little bit last night. Good gracious.
So sometimes it feels like, it just feels like, you know how some people have a demeanor of, you know, well, what do you think? How do you think we should do this? Let's all get together. Let's brainstorm. And then there's some coaches and some people that's just going to get in your ass.
Yep.
Now, I don't know where Coach Davis is on this spectrum, but I hope in the last couple of days he's been getting in somebody's ass.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I got that feeling that he has, though, to be honest. I got that feeling that I think we're going to see a little different team tonight. Now, but then I can't really measure that because that's not Purdue right there or Tennessee
tonight. Right,
you know,
right.
I can't really measure that. So I won't get all happy. They come out there in your face, dive on the floor. No, talking junk. No, I want you to do that when you play somebody that you could potentially lose to. Hell, maybe UNC asked me. I don't know what kind of team they have. I'm assuming.
What are you going to do when somebody wants to snatch your book bag? What you going to do?
Right. Exactly. Take your lunch money. What you going to
do? What you going to do? Huh?
Because I'm going to tell you, I saw Florida State. You know, we love Lynn Hamilton. He got 12 deep. And all of them trying to take your lunch money. I saw him last night. Hell, they beat somebody by 40. And seriously, they in your face, full court press, man to man. They go zone every now and then. And they trying to take your lunch money. Straight up.
And if you show him that you don't want to take somebody else's money, he going to take your time. How about that?
Exactly.
He going to take your time. He's like, well, you could play, but since you don't want to play, you won't play.
I said, I'll just say, just to piggyback on what you said, man, there's some teams out there, they for real. They didn't walk down, everything's cool, you know, whatever. No, if you want to win, if you want to improve, you got to be aggressive. You got to man up. Man, I just don't. Anyway, again, it's early, but no, but you know, it's early for everybody else too. So
that's right. So now, if we get to March or late February, and I'm still having this question that's been unanswered, I'm gonna start looking up with.
Start
looking at the top.
I guess the thing is, I'm from the old school. I know some coaches, man, that we've been running right now. Seriously. People, we gotta be all nice to people these days because of this, that. It's a different society we live in, but I'm all about the old school.
Now, sometimes I used to get mad at Coach Williams because, I feel like he would throw some players under the bus unnecessarily.
Right.
But now, he was equal opportunity because he would, he threw anybody he felt like would get it done, including the whole team. One day I said, wow, okay, coach. He said he's the least talented individual we've ever seen at this university.
Yeah, I put it. Remember when Coach K took the names off everybody's lockers and stuff in the locker room? We got to put one of those numbers. Y'all deserve it when you take my stuff off. I want to say something else so bad, but I'm on the radio.
You ain't got nothing in there. No carpet. You got like the little metal church chairs.
They can't go in the locker room. They change it outside of the
Look, take all the chairs out of the locker room. That's what I would do. I'd take all the chairs out of the locker room. Take all the chairs, all the names off. Look, what is this? Well, I don't know. Change over there in the athletic closet, over there in the equipment closet.
Because you don't deserve to have no chairs, no name up here until you want to win. It's not even about winning.
Just lock it. Lock it. Lock it. Because how are we supposed to change? Change before you get here. How about that?
Changing your dorm room or your apartment.
Right.
Or your suite. So when you get you live
so that's the problem, see? See, this younger generation, they don't come to work ready to work. They come to work to get ready to go to work. No, you bring your ass to work ready to work.
Lunch pail. Everything.
Come on. When you walk in the gym, all you need to do is lace them up.
Yep.
See what I'm saying? That's how you supposed to walk. That's how you walk in the gym. Ballers walk in the gym, lace them up, let's go.
They walk in the gym, ball out, side out, let's go.
Let's go.
And we running.
That's, Come on now. Now, I have some young people looking at the radio going, what the hell are they talking about? See, that's the problem. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Right, exactly. And that's the problem. They don't know what he was talking about, but hopefully they will after the last two games. But three things that they're going to need, really three things they're going to need if they're going to play better tonight.
Courage. I'm sorry. My bad.
A little courage. No, they're going to need that. yeah, that too. Pepsi Zero Sugar is one of them. The Mountain Dew Zero Sugar is the second one, and they got to have the official sports apparel of the Sports Shop with Under Armour. Keep it right, keep it tight all night. They have those
things. Get it right, get it tight.
Call a Park, Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
But wait, Forrest!
Okay.
Definitely Wake Forest.
Wake Forest? Yeah, they're on a big network. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Casey.